Support for the morning show comes from Andrea's, a Kenosha tradition since 1911. A unique shopping experience time and time again, and that's what brings you back. And don't forget about Jack's Cafe, Andrea's, 2401 60th Street, online at andreasgifts.com. Support for the morning show also comes from the Carthage College Office of Continuing Studies, providing graduate and accelerated certification programs in education to start or advance a career in teaching. Convenient evening and summer courses are designed for the working adult. More information is available at carthage.edu/grad. And we welcome you to the Tuesday morning show on WGTD-HD. I'm Gregory Burke. Today is Election Day here in the United States, and as we have done for the last two presidential election years, we are turning over this program, this particular edition of The Morning Show, to you, our listeners, and inviting you to call in if you so desire and tell us in 45 seconds or less who you have voted for president, or who you plan to vote for later today. I was at my polling place on the south side of Racine, actually camped out at 10 after 6 in the morning. Very shortly thereafter, there were others behind me. By the time the doors opened to our polling place, there were 50 people in line, standing in the rain to exercise their constitutionally guaranteed right to cast their votes. So I hope you have done so or will do so before the polling places close this evening. And so we are opening up our phone lines right now as Copeland's beautiful Our Town plays in the background. And the phone number here is 262-564-8450. 564-8450. If by chance you're listening from outside of our listening area, the area code is 262. Needless to say, this has been among the most contentious of presidential campaigns in recent history. Although in terms of its virulence, it is not unprecedented in our nation's long history. There have been times in our history that we have been this sharply divided, and even perhaps more so. And there also have been times in our political history when the rhetoric has been virulent indeed. So it is where we are at this moment in our history, and we await the verdict of the people. So we will be watching results very, very closely and see where they fall. So if you would like, you are welcome to give us a call here at WGTD right now. The phone number is 262-564-8450. What I will do is ask where you are calling from. If you like, you can give your first name, but you need not give your name. And then the simple question is who you have voted for president and why. Typically, it is a lively hour, and the phone continues to ring, and we're hoping that we will be hearing from some listeners before the hour is out. Again, our phone number is area code 262-564-8450, and you will be live on the air. We did have our first caller, but for some reason that his call is gone. Let's try that again. Again, area code 262-564-8450. And caller, you are on the air. Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling, well, actually on my way to work, but I reside in Traver, Wisconsin.
Very good. And tell us, if you would, who you voted for president, and if you'd like to say so, why?
Well, actually, I cast my vote for Mr. Trump. Simple reason to me is when you burn away all the rhetoric and you come down to the issues, he, to me, seemed to address more of the issues with more of an idea how to resolve or perhaps move them in a better direction than they are now.
We appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
You can join him with a phone call here to 262-564-8450. We'll be keeping a running tab at the end of the hour. We'll see how things end up. Not that there's anything the least bit scientific about this array of callers through the course of this hour. But if you are interested in calling and letting us know how you have voted or how you plan to vote for president, give us a call, please. 262 is the area code, 564-8450, 262-564-8450. And we'll be happy to put you on the air. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
Richmond, Illinois.
Richmond, Illinois. Nice to hear from you. Yes. Tell us, if you would, who you have voted for president and why.
Donald Trump. And I like his idea of trying to repatriate a lot of the huge profits that are held overseas by U.S. companies and get them back home here and to work for us as investors and workers.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
So we've heard from two callers thus far, and we hope that we will hear from you as well. 262-564-8450. We have just the one phone line that is open, so if you call and the line is busy, it means we are processing a call. And just be a little bit patient. Give us a call again, and we will be happy to put you on the air and have you share your thoughts with our listeners. In roughly 45 seconds or less, we hope you can share who you voted for or who you are planning to vote for president, and a brief explanation of why. Again, 262-564-8450. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin.
Mount Pleasant, okay.
My name is Rachel Trobaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I, in less than an hour, will walk next door and cast my vote for Hillary Clinton. I think she is the most qualified presidential candidate we've had any time. And she has been battered and bullied and examined minutely, and she has withstood all of that. She is a strong, strong leader. And I think she will pull people together. She has outlined her plans. She has done so many things for the State Department as a senator. She's an attorney. And she will unite us, and she will pull us together.
Hmm. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
We've heard from three callers thus far, and we hope we will hear from you as well. The phone number is area code 262-564-8450. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air for WGTD's Morning Show. Where are you calling from, please? Whoops, caller. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, I'm calling from Grays Lake, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Good to hear from you.
Yes, thanks for listening. And I will cast my vote today for Donald Trump. It's been a real tough decision for me. Because these two candidates are very interesting, I'll say that, just very colorful. But I base my decision on the right to life. I think Pence was able to articulate that better than Donald Trump in the talks and the debates. But I feel like foundation of respect for life from the womb to the tomb, if you get that, then everything else is built upon that foundation.
Hmm.
And the Supreme Court justice placement, that's important for the future. So that's where I'm headed, and that's why I'm going to vote for him.
I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We have heard from four callers thus far, and we hope that we will be hearing from you as well. And interesting to have heard so much from Illinois today, two Wisconsin listeners, two Illinois listeners, and we hope that you will be the next to call. Area code 262-564-8450, 262-564-8450. We have the one phone line that is open, so if you happen to call when the line is busy, please Just hang up and try again in a few moments. We will keep things moving as quickly as we can and are hoping to hear from quite a number of listeners before the program ends at the top of the hour. So tell us if you have already voted. Perhaps you are someone who has already voted even before today. Perhaps, like me, you arrived at your local polling place bright and early to cast a vote right off the bat. Or perhaps you're going to be visiting your polling place a little later today. We would be curious to know who it is you have decided to vote for U.S. president. And perhaps you're someone who may be voting today, but will not cast a vote for either of the major party candidates, perhaps for a third party candidate, or not cast a vote at all in the presidential race. We would be interested to hear from you as well. The area code here again is 262, the phone number 564-8450, 262-564-8450. If you would like to let us know your plans in terms of voting in this hotly contested presidential campaign. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
From Milwaukee.
My name is Jesus.
Very good.
I already voted for Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. She's the most qualified woman for this position versus Mr. Donald Trump, who is ignorant, at least for the presidency of the United States of America. He divides people. He's racist. He's xenophobic, and he in no way will be a right person for to conduct this nation.
I appreciate your phone call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And just as simply as that, you may join the callers who have already joined us on the air with your perspective on this presidential race. Our phone number here is 262-564-8450, 262-564-8450, and let us know if you have already voted or if you are planning to vote later today, and the decision that you have yourself made in terms of this presidential race. Have you decided to cast your vote for one of the two major party candidates? Are you casting your vote for a third party candidate, or are you casting no vote whatsoever in this presidential race? And we would be curious to know briefly from you in terms of what it is that has figured most crucially in the choice that you have made. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air for WGTD's Morning Show. Where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from from Kenosha.
From Kenosha.
And I voted for Hillary Clinton. I have followed her campaign as well as Donald Trump's. And to me, she is just so superior to him. I've also read a lot. Charles Krauthammer, a conservative columnist, calls Trump supremely arrogant and supremely ignorant, and I totally agree with that.
We appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's good to hear from listeners today. We've heard from 6 callers thus far, and we want to hear from many more before the program is over at the top of the hour. So please take a moment if you care to, and give us a call here at WGTD at our studios. Our phone line is area code 262-564-8450. 262-564-8450. In case you're curious, we've heard from 6 listeners, and our 6 callers have been are evenly split between the two major party candidates, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And we're anxious to hear from you as well. The phone number here is area code 262-564-8450, 262-564-8450. And it has been nice to hear from an array of different locations. Our callers have come from Trevor, Wisconsin, Richmond, Illinois, Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, Grays Lake, Illinois, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. So from 6 different locales. And here is caller number 7. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
And go ahead, please.
And I am voting for Hillary Clinton. I am with her. The reason for that is I've been checking, and I was first undecided, but I noticed that he is very racist. He is very unsecure person, all about the money, and he doesn't care about our interests in general. He only cares about his. And she is very, very intelligent woman. I go for her.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. By the way, in the background, we are listening to the music of Aaron Copland and music from his film score to Our Town. It just felt like a nice bit of music to be playing on this election day, a story and somehow music that evoke the sense of community that is also an important hallmark of what makes our country great and what is very crucial to our future success and well-being as a nation. If you would like to call and join the seven callers who have preceded you and share with our listeners as a whole who you have voted for U.S. President, or who you are planning to vote for later today, we would be happy to hear from you. The phone number here at WGTD is area code 262-564-8450. Area code 262-564-8450. We're asking callers to limit their comments to roughly 45 seconds or so. Everyone's been very, very articulate and succinct, and I have not had to draw anybody's comments to a close. We appreciate your cooperation. And caller, go ahead. You are on the air with WGTD's Morning Show. Where are you calling from?
Right now I'm calling from Kenosha, but I live in Racine.
Okay.
Hey, Greg. You sung that Blue Moon wonderfully. Did you con Leslie into your singing that, getting you to sing that song?
Just a happy thing. All right, now to the matter at hand.
Okay, I'm voting for Hillary.
Okay.
And the reason is obvious. Trump is unqualified to be the president of the United States.
Short and sweet. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it and
sure.
The compliment. Bye-bye.
Okay.
The Morning Show airs every weekday morning between 8 and 9 o'clock here on WGTD. But what we are doing today is something out of the ordinary for the program. But we've done this the last two presidential elections. That is, open up our phone lines and ask you to weigh in with who you have voted for U.S. President, or who you are planning to vote for before the day is out. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Southside.
Very good. And go ahead with who you have voted for, or who you are planning to vote for president, and why.
I voted for Hillary, but as I walked into the library that was only 30 or 40 cars this morning, everybody said they didn't want either one of them and just didn't know what else to do, and I guess that's where I'm at. I'm old enough at 83, I remember what Hitler sounded like, and Trump scares the hell out of me. Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Thank you so much. We have heard from nine different listeners now, and you've heard votes cast for both of the major party candidates, and we are anxious to hear from you as well. And perhaps you have someone who has chosen not to cast a vote in the presidential race this time around, or perhaps you are opting for one of the third-party candidates. Whatever choice you have made as an American citizen, if you feel so moved, we hope that you will give us a call and share with your fellow listeners the choice that you have decided to make in this hotly contested and highly momentous presidential campaign. Our phone number here is 262-564-8450. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from, please? Caller, go ahead. Where are you calling from?
Oh, from Pleasant Prairie.
Pleasant Prairie. Thank you. And go ahead with who you have voted for and why.
Well, initially, I wasn't going to actually vote for a presidential candidate. I was going to vote just down ballot. But in the last few weeks, I've decided to vote for Trump. I mean, certainly there are things that I do not support of him, but I'm doing it more of a stand against the corruption that has characterized Hillary Clinton's public life for 40 years now, and through all these WikiLeaks revelations about the DNC party and media collusion and just the corruption, and that's essentially what my vote is for. It's a stand against all that.
We appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. If you would like to join these other listeners and and voice your opinion on this presidential election and the choice that you are making in terms of the vote you have cast or will be casting, please give us a call here at area code 262-564-8450. Area code 262-564-8450. We've heard from some folks who have already cast their vote, others who are planning to do so later today. I was at my own polling place on the south side of Racine at about 10 after 6 this morning. And by the time the doors opened at 7, there were about 50 people in line. And we were standing in the rain, exercising our constitutionally granted rights to cast our vote for the candidates of our choice. So we certainly hope that you are going to take advantage of that opportunity and right and cast your vote today if you've not done so already. And we hope that we'll maybe hear from you before the top of the hour if you care to give us a phone call. The number here at WGTD is area code 262-564-8450. 262-564-8450. We want to remind you that the morning show is preempted tomorrow by extended election coverage from National Public Radio from Morning Edition. We will run Morning Edition tomorrow until 9 o'clock. On Thursday, I look forward to welcoming onto the program two of my faculty colleagues from Carthage, Jerry Mast and Jeff Roberg, who were on the program yesterday, and they will offer their thoughts on whatever transpires tonight in terms of election results. And it also gives them a chance to react to whatever reaction there is to whoever ends up being victorious in this very, very tight presidential campaign. And we'll offer some thoughts on what our path is forward from here as a nation. In the meantime, for today's program, you are the guests. And if you would like to give me a phone call right now here at WGTD, the area code is 262. The phone number is 564-8450, 262-564-8450. And we're posing a relatively simple question to everyone who calls after you say where it is you're calling from. We're curious to know who it is you have voted for U.S. president, who you have voted for whom you are planning to vote before the day is out. And caller, you are on the air. Go ahead. Where are you calling from, please?
From Racine, Wisconsin.
Thank you. And tell us for whom you have voted for president or are planning to vote, and briefly why.
I voted for Hillary because I believe in human rights and upholding the Constitution. I believe that climate change is real, and we need a president that thinks about our future. I believe that we are an individual in this world, and we have to think of ourselves as global citizens. So I'm with her.
We appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
So we have heard from now 11 different listeners through the course of this call-in morning show. It is not often that we open up our phone lines, but we have done this on two previous occasions on previous presidential election days, opened up our phone lines and asked listeners to call in and let us know for whom they have voted and why they have voted. And so we've heard from both sides of the political aisle thus far today in fairly even fashion, actually, dead even for a while. And we've also heard a wide array of different reasons offered from various callers in terms of who they are voting for and why they have chosen to cast their vote as they are. We hope that we can hear from you. The area code is 262. The phone number is 564-8450. There's just the one single phone line open, so whenever anyone is on the air, it is going to be busy. So if you get a busy signal, just hang up, try again, and we will get you on the air just as quickly as possible. In roughly 45 seconds or less, we would be interested to know for whom you have cast your vote for U.S. president. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Summers, Wisconsin.
Very good. And tell us for whom you have voted or are going to vote for U.S. president and why.
I will vote for Hillary Clinton. She is the most qualified for the job. I can't in good conscience vote for someone who is racist and sexist and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
We appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Morning Show on WGTD-HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, your gateway to public radio. I'm Gregory Berg. I host this program Monday through Friday between 8 and 9 o'clock. If you are longtime or regular Morning Show listeners, you know that this is a highly unusual edition of The Morning Show, nothing like we typically do. On this particular edition of The Morning Show, you are the guests, and we are putting listeners on the air one at a time to offer up their thoughts on this U.S. presidential election, and specifically who you have cast your vote for, who you are planning to vote for. The phone number is 262-564-8450. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Kenosha.
Thank you. And go ahead, please, with your thoughts on who you are voting for president and why.
I'm voting for Donald Trump. Fortunately, I believe we do need a change. In the previous history, we've had Bill Clinton. In 2001, he signed the World Order trade with China. Ever since, we've just been in so much debt that I think if we select Hillary, I'm not sure if we'd see a change. And it's about the kids. We got to think about our kids' futures. So fortunately, I got a few kids, and I want what's best for them. So that's why I'm voting for Donald Trump.
We appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It has been good to hear from a wide array of listeners. We have heard from 13 now, and we hope that you will be caller number 14 to WGTD's Morning Show today. The phone number here is area code 262-564-8450. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from?
Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin.
Very good. And tell us for whom you have voted or who you are planning to vote for president, and briefly why.
I voted for Donald Trump. For the reason being that I do have two sons and a daughter, and I feel that the direction that we've gone in the last 8 years has been completely the wrong direction for my kids. We've run up too much debt. The corruption that seems to be endemic at the highest levels of government will eventually tear our country down. I also feel like our foreign policy has been weak, and I think that a lot of what's happened with illegal immigration, as I said, corruption in the government, the misappropriation of the election process by the press has gone either underreported or ignored. And whether I'm a Democrat or a Republican, this time around, I felt that I had to vote for someone from outside who could take a different look at it and possibly get this country headed back in the right direction.
We appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
We are putting listeners on the air today, and listeners who are calling us here at WGTD at our studios on the Kenosha campus of Gateway Technical College. Our phone number here is 262-564-8450. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
Actually, I'm calling from Lake Geneva.
From Lake Geneva. Very good. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, Greg.
And
I'm voting for Hillary. Unfortunately, she seems to be the stable one of the bunch. While the other policies might be good, she seems to be the stable, you know, negotiator for, like, foreign policy and trade and things of that nature. So that's why I'm voting for her.
We appreciate the call. Thank you very much. It has been great to hear from a wide array of listeners from all kinds of different locales. Of course, many callers from Kenosha and Racine, but just now Lake Geneva, Pleasant Prairie, Summers, Trevor, and Milwaukee. We have heard from a couple of different callers down in Illinois as well. And here is our next caller. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mount Pleasant.
Very good. And tell us who. Go ahead.
I read the article in the New Yorker about the man who wrote Donald Trump's book, Art of the Deal. And a man followed him around for months and concluded that
Donald Trump, first of all, has no attention span. He has a very limited knowledge of the general things. He doesn't look at things in depth, and he doesn't have any close friends because he isolates himself. I feel that Donald Trump is very unqualified to be president because, being a businessman, he will try to run the government like a business, and the government is not a business. Therefore, I feel that Donald Trump just is not qualified to be our president. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very, very much for calling. And thanks to all of our listeners who have called in thus far. We have heard from 16 of you, and we are anxious to hear from more of you. The phone number here is 262-564-8450. 262-564-8450. We are keeping a running tab here as well in terms of how callers are breaking down in terms of voting for Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. And we want to join your voice to those we've heard from already. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm calling from Winthrop Harbor.
Winthrop Harbor, very good. And tell us who you have voted for president, or will vote for president, and why.
Well, if I may, before I say that, I'd like to thank you, Greg, for all your interview prowess. I think you are a very adept and thorough interviewer. I especially love it when you interview writers, novelists, etc.
I have to
abstain from voting simply because I've lost my ideals long ago with regard to politics. This whole business, though, does remind me of a quote from Joseph de Maistre, in which he said, every country as the government it deserves. And that's about all I can say about it. Thank you.
Appreciate your calling. Thank you very much. So that is our first caller who will be abstaining from voting in this particular presidential election. Please call and share with us your perspective. And the phone number is 262-564-8450. Caller, you are on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
From Madison, Wisconsin.
From Madison. So you must be listening via our website, WGTD.org, I'm guessing. So who are you planning to vote for, or have you voted for president, and why?
I have voted for Hillary Clinton, and I have voted straight Democrat this time because I feel there's been a lot of change that needs to be done in both the state of Wisconsin and leadership for our country going forward. I don't feel that the Republican ticket has a worldview. I don't feel that it has a plan for success. Hillary Clinton at least has experience. She has connections within the world network that will move our country forward and gain more trust with the world. And I believe that she will improve our lives and our children and fix the problems that we have going on with Affordable Care Act, the difficulty to match. Hone that and make it a little bit better.
We appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Morning Show on WGTD-HD, your gateway to public radio. I'm Gregory Berg. This is an uncommon morning show because, contrary to our usual practice, we are opening up our phone lines, as you can hear, and hearing from listeners who are telling us where they're calling from and for whom they have voted for president, or for whom they are planning to vote for president, and a brief explanation of why. And if you would like to join the listeners who have already called, I hope that you will do so right now. Our phone number is 262-564-8450. 262-564-8450. We have had a busy phone, and we have heard from 17 different listeners already since just 12 minutes after 8 o'clock when this program began. And we hope that we're going to hear from a few more listeners before the hour is up. And we have heard from various locales, from Lake Geneva to Milwaukee to Madison to Trevor. And we've heard from a couple of different listeners in Illinois. And we are anxious to hear from you as well. Our phone number again is area code 262-564-8450. 262-564-8450. A reminder that tomorrow's morning show is going to be preempted so that we can bring you extended election coverage from National Public Radio's Morning Edition. But the morning show is going to be back on Thursday. I look forward to welcoming to the program two faculty colleagues from the Political Science Department at Carthage, Jeff Roberg and Jerry Mast, who also joined me yesterday on the program. By Thursday, we hope the dust will have settled at least somewhat, and we will have results to discuss, not only in the presidential race itself, but of course in other crucial races as well. We'll see whether or not control of the U.S. Senate is retained by the Republicans, or if control falls to the Democrats, and we'll look at other races across the country as well, and talk a bit about what is potentially ahead for our nation as we emerge from what certainly has been one of the most hotly contested presidential campaigns that any of us can remember. So as you have sorted through all of the information, all of the rhetoric, the various issues, how have you come to make the decision that you have made in terms of who you are going to vote for or have voted for our next president? And we have yet to hear from anyone who has voted for a third-party candidate this time around. We have heard from one listener who has chosen this time around to simply abstain, not vote at all for any of the candidates running for U.S. president. What is your choice? What is your decision? You can call us if you like and let us know. The area code is 262-564-8450. Area code 262-564-8450. Many of you, of course, perhaps cast your vote quite some time ago, like my wife who did that, and many other friends that I know. Perhaps you were up at the crack of dawn, as I was. I was at my own polling place at about 10 minutes after 6. I was the very first in line standing at the door. And by the time the doors opened, there were about 50 people in line. And by the time I finished voting, as I walked back to my car, I counted 85 people in line at my polling place in Racine. So clearly, there were a lot of people casting their votes on this election day. And, of course, caring deeply about the issues and challenges that are confronting our nation at this point in time. If you would like to call us and let us know how you came to your own choice about who to vote for our president, you are welcome to give me a call right now at 262-564-8450, 262-564-8450. We're interested in knowing where you're calling from, and also interested in knowing for whom you have cast your vote or will cast your vote later today in this U.S. presidential race. We have heard thus far from 17 different listeners from a number of different locales around our listening area, and that's been gratifying. And honestly, it's been gratifying to hear from various people from both sides of the political aisle, which confirms what has long been my suspicion, that we have a wide and diverse listening audience, and for that we're grateful. So we'll leave the phone lines open a bit longer and see if there's anyone who would like to join these previous callers. The phone number again is area code 262-564-8450, 262-564-8450. The music that has been playing in the background is by Aaron Copland. It's one of my favorite pieces by Copland. It's from his beautiful film score to Thornton Wilder's Our Town. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Kenosha.
Very good. And let us know for whom you have voted or are planning to vote for U.S. president and why.
Well, I did cast my vote for Hillary Clinton. As a previous caller indicated, I think it really is a question of experience. I'm not sure that we have had a candidate more truly qualified in terms of both depth and length of public service. And while I have had other presidential candidates for whom I may not have agreed with policy, I'm not sure that there's ever been a candidate I felt was more wholly unqualified to take that office than Donald Trump. And so it was really a vote both for and against in this instance.
We appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you would like to call us and let us know your choice, the choice you have made as a citizen of this country to vote for our next president, please give us a call here at WGTD. The area code is 262. The phone number is 564-8450. 262-564-8450. We have heard from voters for Hillary Clinton. We have heard from voters for Donald Trump. We have heard from one caller who has chosen to abstain in this particular presidential election. We have yet to hear from anyone who is going to be voting for any of the third-party candidates. Whatever your choice is, we are anxious to hear from you. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, good morning. Calling from Racine, Wisconsin.
Very good. And for whom have you voted or will you be voting for U.S. president and why?
Voting for Secretary Clinton for one reason, and that is that I believe that she is going to do the best of the two candidates to support cities and the efforts of what's going on in cities, which are the largest economic engine of the country. And I think people who know that and are willing to work with folks in cities will actually be better off in the long run for the sustainability of our country.
Very good. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So we are hearing from quite an array of listeners from throughout WGTD's listening area and actually even from beyond. And we hope that we can hear from you as well. Not very much time remains, roughly 5 minutes or so. Our phone lines will remain open, and then it's time to tally. Not that this is the final tally, of course. That won't be coming until sometime tonight. But I'm keeping a running total of what we have heard from various listeners this morning, and be happy to share those results with you when we get to the top of the hour. If you would like to call and join the 19 listeners who have called us during this hour, please do so right now at area code 262-564-8450, area code 262-564-8450. Tell us where you are calling from and tell us for whom you have voted or are planning to cast your vote for U.S. president and why. And it's been interesting not only to have heard from both sides of the political aisle, but to hear from a couple of people who have cast their vote in somewhat conflicted state and others for whom a single issue has been of paramount importance. And that array of issues has ranged quite widely, actually, over the span of the listeners that we have heard from. What about you? Who have you voted for president, or who will you vote for later today? If you would like to share that with us, our phone number here is area code 262-564-8450, area code 262-564-8450. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, I'm calling from Waukegan, Illinois.
From Waukegan. Good to hear from you. And for whom are you voting for president, or will you vote for later today, and why?
I actually voted for Hillary Clinton, and I voted for her because I am a retired educator, college professor, and teacher. And I really value the idea of education and experience over economic, quote-unquote, power. I think Hillary sets a great example for our young people. And like many people in public office, she's had her issues. But I believe that she really, really is out there for everyone across economic, religious, and gender, ethnic stratas. I think that she's going to be our best choice going forward in this global, situation that we all find ourselves.
We appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
My call, and I think this is a fabulous, wonderful thing you're doing, and I support you wholly.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you. This is something we've actually done for at least the last two presidential elections, and maybe even farther beyond than that, but absolutely for certain the last two presidential elections. We have opened up our phone lines to hear from listeners. And here is another. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
And go ahead with your vote for U.S. President and why.
I am voting for Hillary Clinton. This is an unbelievable election. There is no comparison between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton has spent her whole adult life as an advocate for the people. She's well respected around the world. Donald Trump has done nothing for anyone. As a politician, he's given voice to the very scariest sector of the American population.
We appreciate your call. Thank you very much. And we have time for perhaps one or two more calls. So if you are at all hesitant, cast your hesitation aside and please give us a call right now to WGTD. Our phone number is area code 262-564-8450. Area code 262-564-8450. If you would like to tell us just where you are calling from and for whom you have voted for president or are planning to vote before the end of the day, and why. A brief word, why. I sort of arbitrarily set a time limit of 45 seconds. Nobody is gone quite that long. And in many cases, it is a single issue or maybe a tight array of one or two issues that have proven the difference. But whatever has prompted you to make the vote that you have cast or are planning to cast, would be great to hear from you. Area code 262-564-8450. We want to remind you that tomorrow's morning show is preempted by an extended NPR morning edition with their election coverage. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Racine, and I'm walking out of my polling place.
Ah.
I was caller 812, which is so exciting.
Wow.
Usually I'm like 100-something.
And tell us who you voted for and why.
I voted for Hillary Clinton. Back in 1992, I was working for a citizen lobbying group on hunger-related issues, and we asked all the then presidential candidates to be on a national phone call with us. There were, I think, 9 Democrats running, and none of them could make it, but this fella from Arkansas sent his wife. And by the end of the hour-long phone call on the issue of children and hunger-related issues, I thought, I have no idea who her husband is, who later became our president, but I would vote for her for president.
So Hillary Clinton.
And what a treat to be able to do that today.
Thank you for your call. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, it is a lively hour indeed, and I'm looking now at the tally. We heard from 16 listeners who cast their vote for Hillary Clinton. We heard from 6 who cast their vote for Donald Trump, and one listener who has chosen to abstain in this current